Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, April 28th, 2022. Stand up for your country. So I'm going to prove to you that watching and listening to the No Spin News this evening will help your life, because we're going to report on a situation that I believe few others will even mention, and it's vitally important to every American. So this morning, there was a fascinating play by the White House, and I haven't seen any commentator mention it. At 10 a.m., the director of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, is set to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Okay? The Biden White House knows this is a disaster. They know they can't defend the open border policy. They know Mayorkas is going to look bad. So what do? They schedule a Biden mini speech and Q&A during Mayorkas' testimony to divert attention from Mayorkas. Now, they could have had the president come out in the late afternoon. They could have had him come out at 9 a.m. No. They put him right at the beginning of the Mayorkas testimony. Okay. It didn't work. And we'll go through why it didn't work. But they tried it, and they knew no media would pick it up. They knew nobody but me would tell you this. And because we are now an internet TV radio operation, we are not a corporate media operation anymore. Our reach is not as extensive as it was when I was working for Fox, but we still reach millions of people. But the impact is not as it would be if I were still in the corporate media, because I would be raising this flag all day long. All right, so Biden, he shows up a half an hour late, as he always does. And he basically says nothing. There was no reason for this at all. Roll the tape.
Bottom line, all these actions we've been taking are about the truth, this truth. Investing in Ukraine's freedom and security is a small price to pay to punish Russian aggression, to lessen the risk for a future conflict.
All right, so Biden said absolutely nothing. He spoke for 20 minutes. It was basically, we're going to give more money to Ukraine. So every day now we're giving them more money, which is, look, I have no major beef with the United States' policy toward Ukraine and Putin at the present. I have not criticized it. Maybe there's a few things, but basically what this is all about is weakening Putin, downgrading his military, and defending the poor people in Ukraine. All right? And the way the Biden administration is doing it isn't wrong. Now, there may be quibbles here and there, but I think I've made a fairly substantial case that there's no reason to go in with a hammer on this issue. But Biden said today what he said a million times, and he said it in a more boring way. It was stupefying to try to get through that 20 minutes. I mean, the man is staring at the teleprompter. I don't have a teleprompter, but he's reading it, and his voice is low. And it's like, what are you doing? What you're doing is try to disguise some way the Mayorkas stuff, which you didn't even have to do because none of the networks took it, including Fox. They didn't take it. Some of them dipped in and out, but, Fox primetime shows tonight will, but not the others. Nightly news, maybe a little bit, but I doubt it. Because the Democrats know they're in serious trouble over the economy and the border. Okay, so let's get to Mayorkas. Number one takeaway is this. He is a weak man. And this is the guy in charge of Homeland Security, protecting us, we the people. He is weak. Okay, I don't know him. I've never spoken to him, but I did speak to all of the other Homeland Security chiefs. There were varying, strengths and weaknesses. This guy is just weak. Okay, And he's not going to tell you the truth. So the first thing that he says is he blames Trump for everything. Go.
One of the greatest obstacles we have, Mr. Chairman, is to overcome the distrust that was sown by the prior administration through its cruel policies. Many remain still feel fearful, given what trauma they experienced and continue to experience.
It's so much BS. And you know, he has to do it. He's got nothing else. Oh, it's Trump's fault. You know, Trump, and the record shows, stopped the mass illegal immigration. Okay. So the Democrats on the committee, all right, the House Judiciary, they don't want any part of this. But the Republicans were gleeful. This is a soundbite with Louie Gohmert from Texas. Go.
I'm wanting to know, though, who makes the decision where these different bus loads, plane loads, train loads, who makes the decision where they are going to go in the country?
So, Congressman, there are different tiers of disposition depending on the risk.
Who makes that decision in ICE?
The ICE personnel with expertise make a decision with respect to who should be detained.
But, you know, all right. He's not going to tell you. Mayorkas doesn't. I don't know if he knows. I don't know who makes the decisions on these illegal flights that the Biden administration has ordered from the border into states. The states aren't notified. They don't know they're going to dump a plane load of migrants into New York State or wherever. They just show up. Now, it's a federal flight. They have to clear it, but they don't have to explain it. Because remember, the federal government is in charge of immigration. They want to move migrants. They can move migrants, and no state can stop them. And so I say illegal because what they're doing is they're putting people in danger. The migrants themselves, because they don't know where they're going, and the people in the communities where the planes are landing. And I think you could make a strong case that that's illegal. So, Mayorkas, even if he knew he wasn't going to say. Second soundbite. This is Congressman Ken Buck, Colorado. Go.
Are you ashamed for what you've done to this country?
Congressman, I have so much to say.
You got a minute and 17 seconds to say it.
In response to what you have just said, it is so profoundly offensive on so many different levels, in so many different regards. I won't ask you for an apology.
Don't.
All right, so Mayorkas, listen. Mayorkas thinks he's noble. The Biden administration think they're virtuous because they're letting all these poor people in. That's their mindset. You're never going to persuade them. So, Buck from Colorado, are you ashamed? Mayorkas isn't ashamed. He doesn't care about tons of narcotics coming in here or migrants being abused in Mexico on the way up to the border. He doesn't care. He said, no, I'm noble. And that is the progressive movement. Third soundbite. This is Jim Jordan, a bomb thrower. You know him. He's on Fox News. I think he's got his own show there from Ohio. Go.
Let me ask you one last thing. 42 illegal immigrants were encountered at our border are on the terrorist and no-fly list. Are any of them still in our country?
Gentlemen's time has expired.
This is an important question for this committee. Are any of them still in our country?
Congressman, I will deliver to you a response with respect to...
No. That's a simple question. Are terrorists, people on the terrorist watch list, no-fly list, are they still in the United States that you've encountered on the border?
Congressman, some of them may be still in detention. So I will...
Have any of them been released? Have any of them been released?
Time has expired.
This is critical for the
country.
You got 42. Have they been released? Will the gentleman answer that question?
Congressman, I will provide you with the.
Thank you, madam.
They may have been released.
Ridiculous. Absurd. Of course, Mayorkas knows. This story has been in the news for a month. 42 people on the terror watch list were apprehended trying to sneak into this country on the southern border. Mayorkas knows. He has the list. He's just lying. Flat out. Oh, I'll send you. We'll fire you. Some of them may be detained. He knows who's detained and who isn't. He has to. And if he doesn't, he should be fired on the spot. Okay, this is ridiculous. And that's why the Biden White House didn't want anybody to see it. And that's why the network news and most of the cable operations won't cover it. It's ridiculous. This is the Homeland Security chief, and you don't know where those 42 people are? Okay, finally, Chip Roy, congressman from Texas, he, you know, had enough, I guess. Go.
How about the little girl here with a brand on her arm? A little girl with a brand on her arm because of your policies. A little girl here in the desert found by ranchers trying to save their life. And how about the lost voices for people dying from fentanyl? The hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of Americans dying from fentanyl. Faces of Americans across this country dying because of fentanyl pouring into our country.
The time of the gentleman has expired.
You know full well.
The time of the gentleman has expired, Ms.
Encouraging people to come here, harming Texas, and harming this country. You know it. And you're ignoring the
time of the gentleman has expired. He no longer has time to slander the secretary.
Nadler is a despicable human being. He is a despicable. I know him. Okay, so if you are an American who cares about your country, what conclusion can you form about what happened today in that hearing in front of the House Judiciary Committee? That alone disqualifies President Biden and his whole administration from re-election. That alone. This is a game of life and death. They have no answers. Their dereliction of duty in a sense that they won't enforce immigration laws on the books is an impeachable offense. I don't know if Biden will be impeached. He may be once the Republicans take the House in November. It's an impeachable offense. He's not going to be able to defend himself. But you need two-thirds of the Senate to convict, and I don't think that is going to happen. But believe me, you saw the charade with Trump, a phone call to Ukraine, a preposterous slander about January 6th. That got into the impeachment realm. This is 1,000 times worse than those two things. Really disturbing. Okay, so let's talk about evil, and that's what's happening here at the southern border, particularly with the cartels, the drug smuggling, the people smuggling, all the abuse these poor migrants are taking. They're defenseless. All right, that's evil. Putin is evil. We know that. I mean, I'll give you the latest stats that about 6,000 civilians have been killed in Ukraine, including 67 children, another 3,000 injured. Those are just regular people trying to live. And that's Putin's forces killing and maiming them. Putin's evil. He knows it. He doesn't care about his own soldiers. The British Defense Secretary says 15,000 Russian troops have been killed since the invasion 64 days ago. Now, today in the United States is Holocaust Remembrance Day. There is not a more vivid example of evil than the Holocaust. And I'm going to get to that in the history segment later on. But I want to mobilize you and your thought process, those who are watching and listening to me right now, about the concept of evil. Because many people do not accept that concept, and others look away. They're afraid. So 18 years ago today, 2004, the Abu Ghraib story broke. Remember that story? Very important story. So inside Iraq, after we overthrew Saddam Hussein, the United States, the CIA, established a prison in Abu Ghraib. There was already a prison there. Saddam used it. We took it over. And the terrorists, people who were killing civilians, planting roadside bombs, they were put in Abu Ghraib. Okay? So CBS News got pictures, leaked pictures. We'll put some of them up on the screen. That inside Abu Ghraib, there was torture going on. And there was. All right? There was what they called coerced interrogation. Very little waterboarding, 3 or 4 people waterboarded. But there were physical, violent interrogations going on there. So it was a huge, huge story. So much so that a general had to apologize on 60 Minutes. Roll the tape.
Our soldiers could be taken prisoner as well. And we expect our soldiers to be treated well by the adversary, by the enemy. And if we can't hold ourselves up as an example of how to treat people with dignity and respect, we can't ask that other nations do that to our soldiers as well.
Okay, so that was the Bush administration putting that guy out to say that. And there was nothing really wrong with saying it, but I'm going to challenge in a moment. So the left in America used Abu Ghraib to try to destroy George W. Bush. And they largely succeeded in demonizing him around the world. And it was, for about 6 months, the number one story every single day. Roll the tape.
Clearly, this is a time for our leadership, starting with our defense secretary, to speak clearly and honestly to the American people about these egregious instances of torture.
Let me be clear. I failed to recognize how important it was to elevate a matter of such gravity to the highest levels, including the president and the members of Congress. Third, I'm seeking a way to provide appropriate compensation to those detainees who suffered such grievous and brutal abuse and cruelty at the hands of a few members of the United States Armed Forces.
What took place in the Iraqi prison does not reflect the character of the more than 200,000 military personnel who have served in Iraq since the beginning of Operation Iraqi Freedom. All Americans know the goodness and the character of the United States Armed Forces.
Okay, so shortly after that, Congress passed the Detainee Treatment Act of 2005, signed into law by Bush. It prohibits cruel, inhuman, degrading treatment or punishment of any prisoner of the U.S. government. Those are the key words, of the U.S. government. Okay? 11 soldiers, U.S. soldiers, were eventually convicted by military courts of crimes attached to Abu Ghraib. Now, that was 18 years ago. Did you know coerced interrogation of terror suspects is still going on? Did you know that? Enter Killer, Killing the Killers, my new book, which will be out Tuesday. So we document how this is happening. I want you to listen closely here. This is very, very important for this country. So the key wording of the law, the Detainee Treatment Act, is no degrading or inhuman punishment of any prisoner of the U.S. government. Now, the U.S. government subcontracts these terrorists out to other countries, and they do the coerced interrogation and give the information to the United States. Prove this without any doubt. Nobody knows how it works. You get that book, you will know. But there's more to this. The United States has to do this. It has to. Kayla Mueller, 26 years old, Prescott, Arizona. Okay? She was a relief worker in Texas. She went to Turkey to help the refugees there. Okay? This happened in 2013. She foolishly went into Syria to go to a Doctors Without Borders mission. ISIS kidnapped her. Okay. There are three other Americans at the time. They just grabbed them in Syria. Syria was out of control totally. ISIS controlled it. You'll remember that. This is under the Obama administration. ISIS controlled a third of the country. They grabbed Kayla. Okay. ISIS leader Bakar al-Baghdadi, one of the most heinous human beings ever to walk this planet, takes an interest in Kayla Mueller. Again, she's 26 years old. He rapes her repeatedly, holds her for ransom. ISIS taunts the Mueller family in Arizona with emails about their daughter. U.S. government has a law, we can't pay ransom to terrorists. We can't do it. Some countries can, we can't. So Kayla sits there and Kayla is murdered. Okay? All right. Al-Baghdadi, we can't find him. This is where killing the killers comes in. Turkish authorities pick up a courier in Istanbul. They turn him over to the CIA. CIA can't torture him, rough him up. They give him to the Iraqi government. The Iraqi government does what they do. The courier gives up al-Baghdadi. And you'll see exactly how this happened. I walk you through it in the book. U.S. Special Forces go into Syria. And again, we'll tell you exactly what happened. Here's my question to you. Your son or daughter being held by al-Baghdadi. You going to okay coerced interrogation? I am. I'll do it myself. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. I believe this country should have a law against torture. But there should be an exception. And the exception should be if the President of the United States himself signs off on it for extraordinary reasons. Now, Donald Trump did the right thing in this al-Baghdadi situation. And again, we go all through it. We contrast what Trump did to what Obama did. I'm telling you, if you read this book, you're not going to be able to put it down. Okay. The overarch on this is evil is in the world. We all have to recognize evil. We have to fight against evil or evil grows stronger. COVID. All right. So Fauci, and I don't know why anybody's even listening to Fauci anymore, but he says the pandemic is over. Go.
We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase. Namely, we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We are at a low level right now.
Okay, so about 50,000 a day. It's a decrease of 90% since January. Two of my friends just got it this week. It's got COVID this week. So it's there, but it's not at the hospitalization death rate. Death rate is down 87% since January. Measles. Now, we have mandatory vax against measles. If you go to public school, you got to be vaxxed against measles. But all over the world, measles is surging by 80%. 80% more cases now than last year. Why? Because of the controversy about the COVID vaccine. So the anti-vax movement has stepped up, no doubt about it. Okay. And 23 million children missed out on vaccines because they didn't go to school. They were remote learning. So that's why. Got to watch that measles. Elon Musk update. Okay. So this guy, I'd love to interview this guy, but I don't think he'd do it. So he jokes he's going to buy Coca-Cola next so he can put the cocaine back in Coca-Cola. In the initial stages of that soft drink, there was a little bit of cocaine as an ingredient. They didn't really know what cocaine was back then. All right. And then Musk is criticizing the current team at Twitter, but he's going to take it over, no matter how many far leftists howl it's in. Suicide among adolescents and teenagers increased all throughout the United States, up to 6.5% increase. And then 12 states have a really big problem. They are Georgia, Indiana, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Virginia, California, Arkansas, Connecticut, Colorado, Nebraska, Ohio, and Vermont. Teen suicide. So why are the kids killing themselves? Main reason? Bullying on the internet. There's got to be a law passed against bullying in each state. State law, not federal law. Okay? Bullying on social media should be a misdemeanor. It's the only way you're going to stop it. And once it hits on social media, it never gets out. It's there forever. And these kids can't handle it. Hey, look, I can't handle it sometimes when they smear and slime me on social media. And it's always there. Never goes away. And I'm a big boy, a tough guy. You imagine 13, 12-year-old girls getting smeared, called all kinds of names? That's got to stop. It's got to stop. I saw it when I was teaching high school, and they didn't have any social media back then. It was all words, gossip. And I did what I could to stop it in my school. But that's why so many kids are and they're pressured into doing things. If they don't do it, they're slimed on the internet. You know, come on, parents, let's go. Mobilize in your state. This is serious business. All right, this day in history, as I said, Holocaust Remembrance Day. The problem is that younger people all over the world, they don't really know what this is. You know, they're not really getting the evil of this. If you are a parent or grandparent, get that urchin and make him or her watch Schindler's List. Roll the tape.
The unconditional surrender of Germany has just been announced. At midnight tonight, the war is over. Tomorrow, you'll begin the process of looking for survivors of your families. In most cases, you won't find them. After 6 long years of murder, victims are being mourned throughout the world. We've survived. Many of you have come up to me and thanked me. Thank yourselves. Thank your fearless Stern and others among you who worried about you have faced death at every moment. I know you have received orders from our commandant, which he has received from his superiors, to dispose of the population of this camp. Now would be the time to do it. Here they are, they're all here. This is your opportunity. Or you could leave and return to your families as men instead of murderers.
Now, I wrote Killing the SS, as you know, and if you really want to know about the Holocaust and the perpetrators of it, this is the book for you. Here are the stats: 6 million Jews murdered, 3 million Soviet prisoners of war murdered, 250,000 people with disabilities, Down syndrome, people like that, 500,000, half million Roma, that's gypsies, 700,000 homosexuals, 3,000 Jehovah's Witnesses, and much, much more. I mean, those are the stats that we have. After the war, 199 Nazis were tried, 161 convicted, 37 sentenced to death. There are war criminals still at large. Israeli government's hunting them. And again, that is the subject of Killing the SS. So it's Holocaust Remembrance Day. Please talk to your children and grandchildren about it, your neighbors. This is something that every person on this planet should know about. We'll be right back.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right, let's get to the mail. We'll go to Tim Welzer, Monroe Center, Illinois. Hey, Bill, almost every night you show President Biden's schedule based on what Joe has done to the country. Perhaps it's good that his schedule is empty. Look, the only reason I do this schedule is to show how diminished the man is. The Biden administration is a disaster. Okay, the people who don't know that don't want to know. Anybody in a fair calibration knows this is a disaster for the country. The worst I've seen in my time on the planet. Okay? It's not going to get any better. But Biden himself, I think, is actually diminishing further than what he was when he took office 16 months ago, which is why we do the schedule. Lee, concierge member, means Lee gets direct access to me. So I hope you check out that program on BillO'Reilly.com. Do you think President Trump will continue to avoid using Twitter? No. He's got his own social media platform, but it's not going to be big. Twitter's big. It will remain big. I think Trump, if he runs for president, and I believe he will get back on Twitter. Tom, concierge, remember, Bill, you're applauding Abraham Lincoln for ignoring the Constitution and using the power of the military to enforce the lack of habeas corpus. What side will you come down on when Biden does the same thing to the First Amendment? That's absurd. With all due respect. So Abraham Lincoln suspended habeas corpus, as we told you yesterday, because it was a rebellion, a war against the federal government. He had the constitutional right to do it. And he did it. And I would have done the same thing had I been Abraham Lincoln. Biden's not going to suspend any constitutional rights. So, come on. Diana Snoblin, Lapeer, Michigan. Bill, been watching you for years. Do you agree the mainstream media and most cable stations are propagandists? Yes, I do. They're much more interested in cultivating an ideological audience than providing you, Diana, with straight facts. Doug, concierge member. A lot of concierge members, a big program, and you will benefit by checking it out. Once a child graduates from college and has a job, parents should cut them loose. Let them sink or swim. I did this with all four of my kids. Three are doing well. One is iffy. All right. There are extenuating circumstances, Doug. And the Ponderer, who is a regular on the message board on BillO'Reilly.com, says, I believe the distinction that O'Reilly made was assisting our kids is not enabling them. Able-bodied adults should work. Yeah. But sometimes there are kids in circumstances. They're going for their degrees or they're doing something that needs a little support for the greater good. And you do it. I'd never give a slacker, a drug addict, an alcoholic money, ever. Somebody who was disrespectful, no way. But bueno, Richmond, Virginia. Bill, you're right about sugar. It is the most responsible ingredient for obesity and diabetes confronting America. I believe it started with the soda fountain. You know, look, when we were kids, sugar, there was a song. Sugar, da, da, remember that? Okay. My father used to take me for malted milks laden with sugar. My mother had cupcakes, everything you could have. Halloween. Oh. Yes, we are indoctrinated with sugar in America. But now the health problems are known. But Americans, a lot of them addicted to sugar. No doubt about it. Alice Otresco, Thornbury, Canada. Thank you again for reminding me of the dangers of sugar. I love your idea as nuts as a snack. Nuts are good. Drink water. Your hunger will go away. Okay, once again, Killing the Killers out Tuesday. If you order it over the weekend, you'll get it first. BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you order from us, we'll give you a present, a little sticker. Okay, what you like. There it is. Regret your 2020 vote yet? So, Killing the Killers, best reporting I've ever done in my career. Word of the day, do not be petulant when writing to us, P-E-T-U-L-A-N-T, petulant. All right, so the final thought of the day is about Hunter Biden. Right back with it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So here's the final thought of the day. I say things aren't going to get better for the Biden administration, and I know that because of Hunter Biden. Grand jury hearing allegations against Hunter now in Delaware. Looks to me like he avoided income tax payments. Also, there is no doubt that Joe Biden, his father, participated in Hunter Biden's foreign deals, business deals. There's no doubt about it. We gave you the facts yesterday. Hunter Biden's business associates going to the White House 19 times when Joe Biden was vice president. That doesn't happen without Joe Biden's permission. This is corruption. Okay, U.S. Grant did it. You know, his brother and other people. A lot of presidents did it. The Clintons were corrupt. All right? Nothing happened to them. They got away with it. The only thing that happened to Bill Clinton was the Lewinsky thing. They got away with everything else. Hillary got away with everything. Will Joe Biden get away with whatever he did, whatever corruption he participated in? Again, he did it. The president of the United States was corrupt. There's no doubt about it. And again, people don't want to believe it. They don't want to believe it. But I don't know, and I'm looking for a story on Monday. We're working on something. I don't know if it's going to rise to that. But between not enforcing the law on the border and Hunter Biden, and remember, this grand jury is either going to have to cut or indict soon. Joe Biden's going to be under that cloud. You're not going to see the president much this summer. Okay, he's going to be in Rehoboth, Delaware, at his little beach house. Not going to see him here. But his attorneys have got to be worried now. Because the only thing that saves Joe Biden is if Hunter Biden is indicted and pleads guilty. Because then there wouldn't be a trial. If Hunter Biden says, I'm not guilty, and goes through the process, it's over. The White House will be paralyzed. It'll be like Richard Nixon. Okay? Nixon couldn't govern because of the Watergate stuff. Now, the advantage that Biden has over Nixon is that the press wanted to get Nixon, whereas the press now doesn't want to hear about Hunter Biden. That was the big thing on Twitter. They wouldn't allow any Hunter Biden stuff. And on Facebook and the other social media, they blacked it out. It was all true. And that's why Elon Musk stepped in. We can't have this. But if you think that the leftist media in this country, the newspapers and the networks, are going to aggressively cover Hunter Biden, they're not. Until it's a fait accompli. Until the evidence is so overwhelming against Joe Biden, using his position as vice president to forward his son's foreign business deals, that's corruption. Now, there's a difference between being corrupt and being criminal. If Biden didn't get any money from Hunter, it's dicey. It goes into the ethical realm. But if he did get 10%, as some allege, that's a crime. So, in the next 3 or 4 months, this will emerge as the big story in America. Ukraine's going to flame out soon. Putin's going to carve off the east end of that country, put Russian soldiers in there. That's what he's going to do. All right? There'll be a guerrilla war, but the big shoot war will subside. But the Hunter Biden story, that is not going away. Even if the grand jury fails to indict, they'll have to explain it. And the IRS will have to explain it. Now, Hunter Biden did write a huge check to the IRS, but that doesn't knock out your culpability after the fact. Okay, he did it, but the IRS, if he dodged those taxes, and remember, none of the Hunter Biden stuff appeared on Joe Biden's tax returns. So there isn't any, you know, secret money. So that's in play. Now, I'm not an alarmist. I'm not a hysteric. I go right down fact, 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 fact. This is a huge story. The right wing is going to speculate. They're going to throw out stuff just like the left wing does. We don't do that here. It's going to be all fact-based. But I figured you'd like to know that because it is coming. Thank you very much for watching and listening to the No Spin News this evening. Please think about killing the killers. We have a new column on Sunday noon, and we will see you on Monday.